This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Peter Mueller, free agent, 47 games played for Colorado over the last two seasons. You see his numbers, but perhaps most significant, suffered a concussion on April the 4th, 2010, did not play at all, 2010, 2011, and then last year only played in 32 games. Peter now joins us on the phone. Peter, we appreciate your time. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
So let us know your reaction to Colorado not extending you a qualifying offer, making you an unrestricted free agent here come July 1st.
It is what it is. You know, obviously a little disappointing, but, probably coming from Colorado's standpoint, 2 years, like you said, only 36 games played. A little bit understandable, but also a little disappointing. But on the same notes, it opens up a new beginning, and I'm looking forward to the near future.
Peter, how are you feeling, first of all? I mean, you've gone through some tough times. You had a concussion that kept you out the entire season. You came back. You had some other issues with it again. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. Obviously coming back, towards the end of the season, to build the confidence up and stuff like that. But, as of right now, I feel great. Just kind of keep on continuing good days and keep on working out hard and trying to get bigger and better and stronger.
Peter, when something like this happens, does a team communicate to you why they didn't want to extend your qualifying offer, or are you just left to assume it's because of the issues here of late with the concussions?
Well, I haven't heard anything, but, I guess it's just over with. But, like I said, it's tough the way how it happened, and, I wish nothing but the best for the Colorado Avalanche organization. But, for me personally, I'm just looking forward to joining a new team and, starting fresh and really put, a really solid effort to start where I'm at.
Peter, I guess it must make you feel have some positive feeling or some hope moving forward when you see that Sidney Crosby went through it. He was out a long time, was able to eventually come back. The kid David Perron with the St. Louis Blues missed a lot of time. He was able to come back. Patrice Bergeron several years back, he came back from being out a long time. It must give you some positive feeling that, hey, I can turn it around too, and I can be back healthy and playing again and continue my career.
Oh, absolutely, and there's no doubt in my mind that I'm going to be exactly where those type of players are. I mean, obviously, you look at Sid and, what he's had to gone through, and he got rewarded today with all of his great efforts and hard work, and, it's great to see someone that has gone through the similar, struggles that you've had succeed and thrive on, coming back, and not just him, but you mentioned David Perron, you mentioned Patrice Bergeron. There's numerous of guys that have gone through this, but it's always good to see, those type of guys succeed and do well.
Peter, what was that? How difficult was the whole process trying to come back from that hit?
It was tough. Obviously you don't realize how much things change, and, obviously not going into the rink every day, not seeing, the boys or the team or the staff. Yeah, it's tough, and, it took a lot of, just kept a lot of positive thinking, just keep going at it, thinking that, my time's going to come and I'm going to get healthy at one point, and, that's been awesome, too. It's just been increasing, every day, and I can do more and more each and every day now.
Well, as you mentioned, the good news is, as one door closes, another opens, and there should be opportunity for you. I mean, you're a real talented young man, and if they, there's going to be someone out there that's going to see those other stories, and they're going to say, hey, this kid can play, he's healthy, now we're going to give him an opportunity. I mean, is there any particular places that you look on the map of the National Hockey League that you'd like to play? I mean, you're an American-born kid. Are there particular cities or places that you think you might be a good fit?
I always just think hockey's hockey, and, obviously once you get on a team, that's your team, and, to be honest, it really doesn't matter as long as you're playing the game, the game that we all love and go out and enjoy every day. But, like you mentioned it, I'm very excited, ecstatic, actually, to see what new opportunities come my way.
Well, before we let you go, I'm reminded a couple of years ago we did a feature on you, or NHL.com did a feature on you, and we found out about you have this ability on that guitar. What is it, the Guitar Hero?
Oh, yeah,
rock star here? I don't know. I get all fouled up with these things, but I hear that you're really good at it. I mean, are you still doing that stuff?
Oh, no. I think that retired when I was in Phoenix. but hopefully, this next coming season, I would love to come back on, and maybe you can do another piece, new piece about me.
All right. Well, that's good. We're just showing the video here. You look like you're cranking that thing pretty good.
Yeah, me and Carcillo, we took that stuff pretty serious. Obviously there's not much to do in your first couple of years and try to pass the time, and it got to a point where I would go over to his house or he'd come over to my house and we'd play pretty much every day. So I think it's time to put it on the racks and go from north and retire my Guitar Hero skills.
All right. Well, listen, all the best to you, Peter. We'll be keeping an eye on it, and we just hope everything goes well and you get a new chance to play somewhere and things go well and you stay healthy.
Thanks very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.